Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Asa Thomas, USI Volleyball freshman and a setter of the week in the Ohio Valley Conference. Well, she's doing a little bit of everything for the Screaming Eagles, but a lot of dishing. USI was extremely efficient against Eastern Illinois this past weekend, and they are now 2-2 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Asa, really, really appreciate you taking the time. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
All good. Yeah, really appreciate you doing this. For you to be center of the week for now the third time in your young career, first time you are freshman of the week in the Ohio Valley Conference, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot, but it really shows how well we work together. I wouldn't be able to be center of the week or freshman of the week without my team and how they execute as well.
The team, like I said, certainly did execute against Eastern Illinois in a couple of matches this past week. And again, everything going right, seemingly, against the Panthers. It's the first time in the Ohio Valley Conference era that the Screaming Eagles swept consecutive conference matches in a given weekend. So I don't know if you knew that, but that all happened with how efficiently the team was playing. Take me through how and why the hitters were so efficient, and obviously you're a big part of that.
I think our passes were on point, and we also stuck to the game plan perfectly. When the match started to get tight, we just resorted back to running the routes we practiced in practice, and those were really effective.
Again, we're here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app with Asa Thomas on the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway in Evansville Tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. You are the OVC Setter of the Week, the OVC Freshman of the Week, but not the only star from this past weekend against Eastern Illinois. Leah Coleman played some of the best volleyball of her life. She had 12 kills, then 11 in the two matches against Eastern Illinois. What did you see from her in setting her time and time again? She was extremely efficient, only 4 attacking errors for the entire weekend.
She was super consistent this weekend and was just super smart with the placement of the ball. She was going off of blockers, which was really effective and also part of our game plan. She just executed the game plan and stayed consistent throughout both matches.
Again, with her playing that well, it's going to simplify some things. Bianca Anderson has been playing well her entire career, but you know, this is the first time that you have worked with her, with obviously you being new to the team as a freshman. I know that when she's going off of one foot, she's almost unstoppable. To have a hitter in the middle like Anderson, have you played with someone like that in your young career? And what is it like when she's going? Because, again, she was really effective against Eastern Illinois as well.
I have not played with someone as effective or a middle as effective as Bianca. Bianca's always up in transition, which I feel like is really difficult for middles. So her being able to get up and I'm able to set her no matter what, it makes her super effective and easy to set.
I know that you guys were relying heavily on the serve game. You had a lot of really effective serves against Katie Kompshever, who a lot of people listening right now, they know her because she's a Newburgh native. She's a hometown kid, and especially in that first match against Eastern Illinois, had some trouble in serve receive. You, of course, were peppering her as well in the serve. So take me through the game plan there, because it seemed pretty clear that serving Kompshever was kind of the page one of the scouting report against the IU.
Yeah, that was our main focus in serving. We were like, serve to her and keep it away from everyone else. And that really helped us gain an advantage. We were able to get them out of system. They weren't able to run their offense as well, which made it easier for us to dig and run our offense, which is really a key part of why we ended up winning.
The Screaming Eagles on Friday and Saturday in volleyball sweeping Eastern Illinois. They're now 2-2 in the Ohio Valley Conference. We're talking, Asa, of course, about how well the team played, with how efficiently the hitters were. Of course, you're a big part of that as the OVC Setter of the Week. It doesn't happen without you. But that's such a stark contrast from what we saw against Morehead State in the first weekend of the Ohio Valley Conference schedule. What was the difference between Morehead and Eastern Illinois?
I think we executed our game plan better. We came in more confident and kind of having like more head under our belt. We were like, okay, we know we can go up from this. So just knowing more about going into the OVC really helped, just getting the two losses over with, and then going into the next weekend and executing was really important. I'm glad we were able to do it at home.
Now, Aza, maybe I'm breaking the fourth wall here, but I was there for those matches against Eastern Illinois, both extremely impressive, both extremely entertaining. I was talking to Coach O'Coyne before the first match, and I asked him, hey, you know, as a volleyball professional in America, do you get, not butterflies, but is it cool for you to be coaching against Ryan Millar, for those who don't know, a 2008 Olympian and one of the GOAT middle hitters in American volleyball history, head coach for Eastern Illinois, and he really kind of shrugged it off. I don't know if he was being cavalier about it, if he was just trying to stay locked in on the match itself. Was that anything for you that you guys were looking at? Oh my God, there he is. That's an Olympian right there. That's a guy I grew up watching.
Honestly, we thought it was cool, but we didn't address it too much. Jeff, I don't think once brought it up in our huddle or anything. We know he's a good coach, but we knew we could beat them.
No doubt, and you certainly did. Again, a straight set win on Friday and on Saturday. It's the first time that USI Volleyball, since joining the Ohio Valley Conference a few years ago, did not lose a set in an OVC weekend against an OVC foe. And now you guys have an even bigger target on your backs as you head on the road on Thursday, on Friday, playing Southeast Missouri. How do you feel about this matchup?
I think we're really excited going into it. The OVC rankings obviously had them ranked first and us ranked last, I think. So just being able to go in and prove ourselves that we're able to beat a team that we weren't expected to. I think we're excited.
Yeah, Lucy Arendt, as one of their hitters for SEMO, has solidified herself as one of the best players in the league, and certainly on offense, and she's really effective. She can take over a game. As a setter, how much are you thinking about what SEMO has versus just, okay, how do I set up my different players, my teammates, in order to get some good swings on them?
Really focusing on scouting the block on the other side, so scouting SEMO's block and how, in their defense, and how we can hit around it or kind of make them work harder than they're used to. Like I said earlier, Leo likes to go off the block, which really makes the block work harder and also makes them think more, which can kind of get them a little off. So just focusing on the block of the other side and getting them out of rhythm.
Again, Aza Thomas, the OVC Setter of the Week and the OVC Freshman of the Week. You're on WREF on the Brinkers Jewelers phone line. We're talking to one of the stars for USI Volleyball ahead of their upcoming weekend against Southeast Missouri, Thursday and Friday matches, and trying to keep their feet on the gas after two straight set wins against Eastern Illinois from this past weekend. Aza, I want to turn this on you for a second. For you, you have immediately adapted to the college game. I know you're only a freshman. You're not playing like a freshman, though. This is a lot of weight to put on a freshman's shoulders, not only for you to be the starting setter immediately, but also for you to take over for Carly Soborowski, who is, by the record books, one of the best setters in program history. How have you done that and gone about succeeding on the fly immediately for USI Volleyball?
My teammates have been a big help along with the coaching staff. I've gone in and got extra reps and have worked on our connections after practice and in practice. So they're super supportive and are always there for me if I am hitting a rough patch, because it is a big change from high school to college, but they're just always there to support me.
What's the biggest adjustment between high school and club and now Division I college volleyball?
I would say probably just not having as much family support. My family still comes to a lot of games, but being at home and in club, they were able to come to every single one, and I was able to have their support everywhere. So just being more with yourself and kind of being, I don't know, having more alone time is just a big difference, which is nice sometimes, but sometimes you do miss your family support.
Again, we're talking to Asa Thomas. I understand that the family thing, and that's a big deal. And for you, but the good news is you are an in-state recruit, so maybe an opportunity for family to come. But then again, there's a lot of reason to come on down and watch USI Volleyball. And Asa, the Thomas family, they're not just coming for you at this point. They're coming for the entire program. The way you guys played this weekend, they want to see the rest of the team and how well you guys are playing as a unit, which is all very exciting. But I would imagine that when your family comes down and they watch a game, they're excited when you end up scoring on your own. I know you had a couple of swings, but you know, it was your dumps on the second match of that Eastern Illinois series, ended up having 5 kills, and that's of course a career high for you. Have you always had the offensive instinct, the offensive mindset, or is that something that is slowly being instilled
throughout club? I have learned to be more offensive, but a lot of times I forget about it and have to be reminded by a coach. So I would say it's still being instilled in my mind that I can go over on the second ball if needed. And if we're stuck in a rotation, that's a lot of times when someone's like, okay, dump it so we can get out, because a lot of times it is successful. So I would say I'm still working on remembering and being able to place it in more places around the court.
Asa Thomas, OVC Setter of the Week, really appreciate you taking the time. I've got one more question for you. I know that it's almost routine for you to be Setter of the Week. It already is your third OVC Setter of the Week honor, although it is your first time being OVC Freshman of the Week. How do you go about celebrating honors, weekly honors in conference like this?
I really don't do much. I try not to address it too much. My teammates will post and be like, yay. But I really don't address it too much. It is a big honor, and I'm thankful I'm able to, or have gotten it the past few weeks. But I don't address it too much, really.
I gotcha. Hey, Asa, really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the 2 honors this week. More importantly, congratulations on the 2 wins from this past weekend. And good luck on Thursday and Friday in Cape Girardeau.
Thank you.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.